Sakha Rabban Parabeg Mishnah Alf Hakom Tame Beziva. Any man that had two or more Mishnah Zorot would become Tame, even if it's only a child that's one day old. Afa Ger, Afa Avadim Be Mishachorim, Bein Sheena Mishachorim, so too Ger, or Avadim Knanim, whether they're freed or not, would become Tame from Ziva. Cheir Sheita Bekata, or a deaf mute, or an insane person, or a child also, would become Tame from Ziva. Sritz Adam, Sritz Ham, so too a person who can't bear children, whether it's because the procedure was done to him by a person or whether it happened naturally, he also would become Tame from Ziva. Tumtin by Dragon is, Naisin Aran Chumre Eish, the Chumre Eish. Somebody who's a Tumtin or an Androgyn, person who's a suffix, whether it's a male or a female, we would give him the stringency of a male and also the stringency of a female. Mitamin Bidam Kiisha, Uvalovan Kiish, the Tumatin the suffix. They would have the stringency of a female. That if they see Da, they will be Tame like an Isha. If an Isha that sees Da would become Tame, not an Ish. The Tumtin Androgyn is the Suffolk Isha. If they see Da, they would be Tame Mi Suffolk. And also, Mitame below Ben Kish, they also have a Suffolk Tumor. If they have a white emission like a male, as a male that has a white emission of Ziba would become Tame, as opposed to a female would not become Tame from a white emission. A female only becomes Tame if she sees Da, not if she sees Zo. And the Tumtin Androgyn, if it has an emission of Zov, would be Tame, just like a male may suffix. That Tuma is Misafik. We don't know whether they're Tame or not, or we don't know if they're a male or not. So therefore, we have to give them the stringency of both a male and a female. They would be Tame Misafik, whether they had a Riyah of Dam, or a Riyah of Lovin, a right Riyah of Zov.
Sahadavim Parabeth, Mishnah Beth, Beshiva Drach, and Baitness of Zov, Achelo Nizkat Lizima. We check his zav for seven different things before he actually becomes tame from the ziva that he sees. As a zav becomes tame after having two emissions. So therefore, after the first emission, prior to him having the second emission, we check to ensure that the second emission that he might have did not come from some occurrence that he did. And we check for seven things: the maichel, maybe he ate a lot of food, and the food that he ate caused him to have the second emission. The mishter, maybe he drank a lot of drinks, and that caused him to have the second emission. Uva masa, maybe he carried a heavy load, and that caused him to have the second emission. Bekitza, maybe the jumping caused the second emission. Beholi, maybe it was a sickness that caused it. Uva mara, maybe he saw an Isha, and that's what caused it. Uva hear her, maybe he didn't see an Isha, but he thought about an Isha, and that caused it. Hear her, Achelo Ra, Oshe Ra, Achelo here. Maybe he thought about an Isha before he saw the Isha, or maybe he saw the Isha before he thought about her. If any of these things occur prior to the Zav having the second emission, in such a case, the second emission would not make him into a Zav. And even though normally after Zav has two emissions, he becomes Tame. But in this case, since the second emission did not come, the Mela didn't come naturally, it came from something that he did or thought about, therefore in that case, we learn out from a pasuk that he would not be Tame, as we learn out from the pasuk only if it comes naturally to be Tame, but if it comes because of something he did or thought about, he would not become Tame. But the first emission that he had, which doesn't make him Tame as a Zav, but only makes him Tame as a Baal Peri, that emission would make him into a Baal Peri even if it came from something that he did. But the second emission, which makes him into a Zav, would only be Tame him if it came naturally, not because of something he did or thought about. Rabbi Huda Omer, Afilu Ra, Behema, Chaya, Ra'ov, Mitzaskin, Zem, Zem. Afilu Ra, Fig, Deit, Seba, Ha'isha. Rabbi Huda said, even if prior to having the second emission, he saw Behema Chai Ra'ov having relations with each other, even if he saw the colorful beget of an Isha prior to having the second emission, that would cause that the second emission would not make him Tame, as the second emission came because of these things that he saw. Rabbi Kiva Ema Akilu Achol Kol Maichol Ben Ra Ben Yalkar B'Shasa Kol Maichol. Rabbi Kiva said, even if prior to having the second emission, he ate any type of food, whether it was a good food or bad food, or he drank any type of drink, no matter what type of drink, if he did so before having the second emission would not make him into a zav. Amru Ra, in kind of zav, and may I just say, since Rabbi Kiva is so, there never will be a zav, because everybody eats and drinks. And if you're telling me that anything that he ate or drank would cause the second emission would not make him into a zav, we'll never have a zav. A Amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva responds to the Chachamim, Ein achrai zaven aleichem, it's not up to you to ensure that there are zaven. What do you care if there will never be a zaven? Mishin nizkak leziva ein polkin ozo. And so it's fake, b'shem v'azaro, it's man. Sh'raglayim l'dover. But once a person has already become a zav, a person had already had two emissions, and the second emission did not come because of some occurrence that he did, then we do not check him out at all prior to the third emission. Meaning to say that even if the third emission did come after having one of these occurrences that we previously mentioned, it wouldn't make it different. The third emission would cause him to have to bring a korban, as the Mishnah explains. Unso, if the third emission came because of an onus, because of an outside occurrence, or stegu l'shif chazaro, which Mepharshim explained means to say a suffix that came because of the shif chazera, meaning to say that if the second emission was zav, came after seeing Keri, in such a case, that second emission would not cause him to become a zav. And just like we said, that if any of these occurrences happened before having the second emission would not cause him to be a zav. So too, if the zav saw Keri within 24 hours prior to seeing the second emission would not make him into a zav. As you would say, the second emission did not come naturally. It came because of the Keri that he saw, and if he had not seen Keri, he would not have seen the zav. So therefore, the second emission would not make him into a zav. But that's only if he saw Keri prior to the second emission. But if he saw Keri prior to the third emission, that third emission would cause him to bring a korban. The reason being is just like if he had any of these occurrences prior to the third emission would still cause him to bring a korban. It wouldn't make a difference that the third emission came because of one of these occurrences. The reason is because we're blind and dumb. There's reason to assume that the third emission, even though it happened after having one of these occurrences, that it would happen anyway, as he already had two emissions previously, and the second emission did not come because of one of these occurrences. So therefore, we can assume that the third emission would have came anyway, even if he hadn't had one of these occurrences. So too, if he had the third emission after seeing Keri, we would not say that the third emission didn't happen by itself, it only happened because of the Keri. And since the second emission happened without Keri, we would assume that the third emission also would have happened even without the Keri. As if we're blind or dumb, there's reason to assume, since it's already a zombie, already had two emissions, that the third emission would have happened even had he not had one of these occurrences or had not seen Keri. We just ensure that the first emission of a zombie did not come because of a curse that he did. Now, even though the first emission of a zombie does not make him come in like a zombie, it makes him come in like a Valkyrie. And a Valkyrie would come in even if he saw the Keri because of something that he did, and so too, a zav would be coming from the first emission of the Valkyrie, even though it came because of something that he did. And if he goes ahead and has a second emission, that second emission will make him come a like his zav. But yet the mission still says that we check to ensure that the first emission did not come because of something that he did. The reason is because if the first emission came because of something that he did, and he had two subsequent emissions, he would not have to bring a korban, as that is a din, that a zav with three emissions has to bring a korban, but that's only if the first two emissions did not come because of something that he did. But if either the first or the second emission came because of something that he did, the third emission would not be mechayev to bring a korban. So therefore, we have to check to ensure that the first emission did not come because one of the occurrences that we mentioned previously. B'shniyah bo'kenosim. We also check to ensure that the second emission did not come because of something that he did, because if the second emission came because of one of the occurrences that we mentioned previously, then he would not be Tamei like himself. Bashlishis ain't both in himself. We don't check to ensure that the third emission came because of the occurrences that he did, like we mentioned previously, that the third emission would be Mechayim of Korban, even if it came because of something that he did. And since the first two emissions did not come because of some occurrence that he did, this was lying to double, this reason to assume that the third emission would have happened even had he not done one of these things that we mentioned previously. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going to offer Shlisha's Boykin or so, Mipnapo. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He holds that we also check to ensure that the third emission did not come because of one of these occurrences that we mentioned, otherwise it would not be high in the corporate. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, we do not say that lying to double. We do not say that since the first two emissions happened without doing anything, that the third emission would have happened anyway. Instead, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would check to ensure that the third emission did not happen because of something that he did. If it happened because of one of these occurrences that we mentioned, he would not be tired of the corporate.